From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California water officials say farmers and others who rely on the state water project can count on at least 30% of the requested water amount in the coming year. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
The Department of Water Resources says the initial allocation is always conservative since it's made before the rainy season. 90% of the state's snow and rain comes between December and April. This week's storm is giving the state water project an early boost, and the water supply is expected to increase as more storms roll in. The project's main reservoir, Lake Oroville, is at 50% capacity, which is not unusual this time of year. Meanwhile, the mountain snowpack currently has about 58% of its average water supply. The State Water Project supplies water to more than 25 million Californians in the southern and central parts of the state and almost a million acres of farmland. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California Democratic State Senator Mark Leno plans to introduce a constitutional amendment on Monday that will make it easier to pass local taxes for schools. The amendment would allow voters to pass school parcel taxes with a 55% vote instead of the two-thirds vote required by Proposition 13. John Kupal is with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says the legislation isn't surprising, given that Democrats now hold a supermajority in the legislature.
These are the proposals that were introduced in previous years. I think we're going to see more and more of them. And the question is, will our current political structure be able to restrain itself from going for as much money as possible? And we have our doubts.
Kupal also says voters approved 15 of 25 parcel taxes on the November ballot, so a constitutional amendment is unnecessary. Senator Leno said in a statement that the change in the law would give voters the provisions about